The American Broadcasting Company presents the 10th anniversary salute to WLAV.
L-A-V.
Ouch!
L-A-V.
Ouch!
L-A-V.
Ouch!
L-A-V.
Ouch!
On this 10th anniversary of WLAV, the American Broadcasting Company takes this opportunity to salute the entire radio industry in its magnificent strides during the past 10 years. Radio station WLAV in Grand Rapids, Michigan, is typical of the many network affiliates across the country. There has been heartbreak and laughter, frequency modulation and television. However, at all times, there's been a steady hand at the helm in the person of Leonard Avery Sluice. His able commander, Hyam Steed, has been by his side and is world famous for his historic statement, "Full speed ahead."
Sluice. Senior, that is. I am what you might call a successful man. I have a yacht, a beautiful wife, a radio and television station, a string of photographic studios, a big farm, and what is more, I'm on the board of directors for the Grand Rapids Chicks. Things haven't always been this way. I've had to struggle. Let me take you back a few years. Step right up and have your picture taken. Three lifelike portraits for a thin dime. Cash, that is. Absolute satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Tell you what I'm going to do. The next three people who step up to this booth and plunk down a thin dime, I'm going to throw in a beautiful...
...name. We find Leonard in the office of Detroit's biggest booking agent. After placing a $2 bet on Knappen in the sixth, he asks...
Pardon me, young lady. I'm looking for a young bandleader named High Steed, and I understand your company books him.
High Steed? I know him well. But he's out of town right now. Here's his address.
Oh, thank you very much. And here's a kiss for your trouble.
Oh, you great big brute. That almost makes me forget High Steed.
I could really go for you too, honey.
If it wasn't for that darn mustache, we could be very happy together.
Yes, it was a mustache that came between Leonard and his chances at love. He vowed then and there he'd find a woman somewhere without a mustache.
I then left the office and started my search for Steed. Had I known where the trip would take me, I'd have gone back to the carnival.
We find Leonard on the first leg of his trip. His destination, Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, there's no way to travel that can begin to compare with the railroad. It's kind of cold, though. Service isn't too good. Those railroad detectives nearly caught me at the last stop. After this, when I take a trip, I'm going to have Kay Mullen write me a check. Riding in freight cars this way is very degrading. Hey! Watch it! You're standing on my foot! I'm going to have to pick a car full of cattle, too. Of all the doggone tough luck... Heck, they're stopping the train. I'd better watch myself. Those train dicks aren't the nicest people in the world. I know. I'll get down on my hands and knees, and if they open the door, I'll look like one of the cows in the dark.
Okay, fellas, get those milk pails aboard and get the job done. We can't hold up this train for more than 5 minutes, and those cows should have been milked hours ago.
Leonard had to think fast. He couldn't give himself away. He knew he would surely go to jail if they discovered him riding in the freight car with the cows. So Leonard said in a loud voice,
I am Leonard Avery Sluice. When I find High Steed and get my radio station and photographic studios, I'm going to give everyone who works for me a $50 raise every week.
Fellas, listen to that bull.
A bull can't be milked, so Leonard escaped a horrible ordeal.
I finally reached Atlanta, but I missed High by a few days. I continued my search.
Miami, Florida.
No, High Steed left here a week ago.
New Orleans, Louisiana.
He worked here for a while, but he left.
Biloxi, Mississippi.
High Steed, yes, I remember him. He and his band left quite a while ago.
Hollywood, California.
Oh, no, this High Steed there, he worked for me in a couple of pictures, but then he quit when my leading man took a bite out of him. You see, my leading man was Rin Tin Tin. Oh, Star Mira Yoke, eh? Oh,
no, Malaska.
No, he isn't here anymore. The climate was too cold for him. He headed south.
I had about given up finding High Steed. I hated to lose my great slogan, I'll succeed with High M Steed. I thought of changing it to, life won't get sullen if I hire K Mullen. But just when I got most discouraged, I got a hot tip on Steed's whereabouts. I walked into a fancy nightclub in India after a rather hectic trip by banana boat. Pardon me, boy. If High Steed is working here tonight, I'd like a ringside seat, if you please.
Yes, sir. Mrs. Steed here. He making talk-talk. India Chamber of Commerce.
Well, I've tried to give you the radio attitude on controversial issues. And until a new code has been adopted, I'm afraid that radio stations will continue to let the public be the judge without local radio guidance. Well, the time's up again, and my clock says I must close. And it's been swell talking to you. Hope we can see you again next Monday night. Good night now.
I had at last found my man. After traveling halfway around the world, I spoke to him, and he walked to the podium, called his orchestra to attention, and played a number just for me. It was a warm, romantic night, but I began to get homesick. I thought of all my dreams, my photographic business, and I wanted to start a broadcasting station. It was then I suggested to High that we start back to America. He agreed, and we were on our way.
Back home, Leonard and High got down to work. It was hard work, but it had its reward. As we look in on them, High is in the dark room developing one of the secretaries. And Leonard is waiting at the desk. The door opens.
Good afternoon, Mr. Versluis. I understand you are Western Michigan's foremost photographer. And I've brought my child with me. Could you take several poses?
Well, I think so. My, you have a good-looking little girl.
Oh, thank you so very much. But the pictures, when can you take them? Could you do it this afternoon?
Why, of course. We'll do it right now. I'll take a couple of shots, and you can put in her inner child's scrapbook.
From the profits of photography, the big dream was finally realized. 10 years ago this week, the Keeler Building gave birth on the seventh floor to WLAV. It was hard work and plenty of it to get this infant radio station going. Blood, sweat, and tears. As a matter of fact, Leonard would go home at night completely exhausted. For relaxation, he turned to literature, the great works of the masters. He would curl up on his sofa, and Dorothy would read to him in her own soothing way.
Oh, pretty well, answered the cat. And what name did you give the child? Asked the mouse. Top off, answered the cat dryly. Top off.
In the following years, WLAV-FM and WLAV-TV came into being. It was then that one of the most unique and prized awards in radio and television came about. It's High Noon in Studio A. Complete silence engulfs the entire staff as they stand at attention as the boss walks in. The bugler sounds the call.
Announcers all present, accounted for, sir.
Continuity runners all present and accounted for, sir.
Engineers all present and accounted for, sir.
Television department all present and accounted for, sir.
Okay, people. At ease, at ease. Relax. I have called you all together today for a very serious reason. I have decided on an award for any person in my command who goes beyond the call of duty in performing meritorious tasks for the common cause. I wish to make the first award today. I have learned through my officer in charge of engineering that one of our boys placed our operation above his own life. I shall now read the award. On the 15th day of September, a high voltage wire broke
between the WLAV-TV transmitter and tower. This wire carried 500,000 volts of electricity. Keith K. Knappen of the 10th Tape Recorder Battalion was quick to act. He knew a commercial show was on television at that time. With complete disregard for himself, he took the pieces of wire, one in each hand, and used his body as a conductor for the current. The program was saved. But Keith, unfortunately, was burned to a crisp. His last words were, and I quote, "I think I'll be going on now," unquote. Keith was used as a conductor for an hour until the tower and transmitter could be rewired. He lost his life in the line of duty. End of citation. Now, I, as the head of this organization, desire to recognize such gallantry, so I have had Kay Mullen do a little statistical work for me. Keith took the place of a piece of wire 2 feet long. Now, the price of 2 feet of high-voltage wire is $2. A piece of high-voltage wire will last at least a year, so we've broken it down to the figure of 3.5 cents for the time that Keith substituted for the wire. He was on the line for about an hour, so naturally, inasmuch as he was off duty, it will be overtime. I have had Kay make out a check in the amount of $2.3.5, which will go to Keith's next of kin. And I hereby award, posthumously, to Keith K. Knappen, the Leonard A. Versluis Award.
And with this, we conclude our salute to WLAV's 10 years on the air. The American Broadcasting Company has been happy to broadcast this salute, and with many, many, many other happy birthdays. We'll now please rise with hand to heart and sing our station anthem.
It's been Leonard, 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 for the past 10 years or so. It's been Leonard, Leonard, Leonard. Wherever you may go, he's been first with television, first with AM too. Get a job with good old Leonard, and you never will get through.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.